Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in training, we looked at colonoscopy and colon cancer screening as something that you started at age 50. If you had a family history of colon cancer, you would start 10 years prior to when that person had their cancer diagnosed, and then you would do it every 3 to 5 years or 2 years, or depending on if you had polyps and what your risk factors were for. And the colonoscopy screening has changed, and the reason why the guidelines have changed, and changed kind of often, is because it's been an absolute cluster. We forgot that black men and black women could possibly have more aggressive colon cancer than Caucasians. We found that it's not a one-size-fits-all. On the flip side, though, we have other sorts of testing that are being utilized, such as the stool testing, such as the testing where we could look for antigens in the stool, like the Cologuard. And so many people are just not up to date on their screenings. And now we have a suggestion that maybe we don't have to screen as often. So a new study raises the question whether some people can wait longer than the every 10 years. Now, why 10 years? Why every 10 years, whereas as opposed to 5? Well, because for some, not all, colon cancer can grow slowly. And they had found that many colon cancers can take at least 10 years. So if you get your first colonoscopy and any polyps are removed, for you to start a new polyp and for it to turn into a very aggressive cancer, the consensus was it could take about 10 years for that. Well, I disagree with that, because I think some people might have a very aggressive one. I think if, depending on your race and your genetics, it could be also more aggressive. And I also think that we have other things that seem to play, such as, let's say, the COVID virus. Now, I don't have any data on this, but many of us, as we are watching the COVID virus information unfold, will it, if it can stimulate the cold sore virus and can stimulate shingles, and people are getting recurrent outbreaks, or it's stimulating an outbreak, I also think it could wake up the monovirus, can it be oncogenic? Or can it wake up a sleeping cancer? So whatever we have in terms of guidelines, we need to be flexible. Well, a study published in JAMA Internal Medicine looked at 120,000 people 65 or older in Germany from 2013 to 2019 who had a colonoscopy 10 or more years after their initial negative screening. Then they compared them to the colonoscopy screenings on people 65 or older in that time period who were screened for the first time. And they found the presence of precancerous or cancerous growths was 40 to 50% lower among the repeat screeners, finding advanced growths or cancer in only 4 to 5% of women, 5 to 7% of men, 10 or more years after a negative colonoscopy. So what they think was, yeah, it helped, but might not have helped to the degree where you need to, you know, be rigorous about your every 10 years. I don't know if I love that sort of conclusion, because I think we're all different. So the authors have concluded that the current 10-year screening intervals for colonoscopies are safe, but maybe suggest to extend the intervals in some instances, especially for females or younger people without GI symptoms. Now, 10 years is a long time in medicine. It's a blink of an eye for us as we live our lives, but in medicine, it is a very, very long time. And so I would, if I were you, make sure, you know, before you see a headline like this and then, you know, make a decision on, okay, well, maybe I won't screen or maybe I'll, what I would recommend you do is always, you know, run this by your doctor and look at what your issues are. Right now, they recommend screening all adults age 50 to 75 years. After 75, they say you don't have to. Now, why? Well, because if you get a colon cancer, 75, and it might take about 10 years, they think the colon cancer may outlive you with life expectancy at, what, 79? Colon cancer hits you at 85. Some of us in our 70s are like, I want to find the cancer. However, there are other individuals who I think should be started earlier. Now, they're recommending age 45 to 49, especially for those who might be at higher risk, such as those who are Black, African American, other Ashkenazi Jew maybe. So there's certain races that might have a more genetic predisposition. But for some of you, my doctor, he started screening me in my late 30s. He's like, you got colon cancer smacking you up one side of the butt and down the other. I'm not going to mess around. So my recommendation to you all is when we look at cancer screening, these guidelines we get from the United States Preventive Task Force is a guideline, right? You know, like the Pirates of the Caribbean, the code, hang the code. It's a guideline. Doesn't necessarily mean that applies to you. And for those individuals who get aggressive prostate cancer or colon cancer or thyroid cancer or melanoma, yeah, and they say, why didn't my doctor recommend it? Well, we have guidelines, you know, so we don't screen everybody and have a bunch of false positives and waste healthcare dollars. But as far as I'm concerned, a human is a human. And at all, if anything doesn't seem right, get checked. So why would you go and get a colonoscopy? Well, if you have any blood in the stool. If you have any blood in the stool, we need to take a pee. We need to look at you. If you have any change in your bowels, if your poop is coming out almost like pencil thin in diameter as opposed to nice blobs, and we've spoken about how your poop should look, they shouldn't be little hard balls, and it shouldn't be watery. It should be in between. If you have stomach pain, if you've lost weight, if you have a family history of colon cancer, if you lose your appetite, these are things that need to be looked at. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys tapped out with your New Year's resolutions by January 2nd. Some of you guys made it a couple weeks. Some of you have been doing dry January, eating healthy, exercising, and sticking to it. But another one of my friends said, I'm done. Looking forward to New Year's resolutions for 2024. No. Okay, you're going to get them restarted. Okay, there's no way I'm letting anybody tap out. It's only January, what, 25th? So let's get cracking. So joining us next, I'm very excited about, is Stephanie Sassos, fitness expert, registered dietitian, and deputy director for the Good Housekeeping Institute. She's joining us next to talk to us about how to get back on track. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, we love the fact that you're a personal trainer, registered dietitian. You can get us back on track. Talk to us about what we should be doing now to have a healthier New Year.
Absolutely, and that's a great question. You know, I really feel that it starts with making sure you're getting value and good nutrition when shopping. That is key to providing healthier solutions in the new year. And at Aldi, you can find all of the ingredients that you need to create a well-rounded, nutritious weekly menu plan and savings as well. And a big part of my work at the Good Housekeeping Institute is building plans that are designed to provide solutions for healthy living. So, of course, part of that is nutrition, but really the cost of groceries, it's top of mind for everyone right now. I don't know about you, but it's a huge part of my household budget.
True, I was at the grocery store yesterday, and eggs were expensive, milk was expensive, I was trying to get some lean meat to cook for tonight's dinner, expensive, yet the junk food and the cereal and the box foods were cheaper. And I saw what people were putting into their carts. It's easier to go for the fake processed, you know, less healthy foods because of cost. So I love that you brought that up.
Yeah, and really when it comes down to, you know, cleaning out the fridge and restocking sort of with those healthier alternatives, I, you know, really love shopping at Aldi because they do have these high-quality groceries. That's really important to me as a dietitian and a mom, but also, you know, those household essentials, like lifestyle essentials, at really affordable prices. And, you know, for me, at the start of the new year, I think we're all, of course, setting resolutions and routines. I find that just taking a few steps and, you know, a couple of my favorite must-haves from Aldi can help me create a productive and healthy Sunday reset routine to set me up for success. So, the first recipe inspiration that I want to talk to you about, it comes from my Mediterranean roots. So I'm Greek, and whenever we have leftover kefedes, or Greek meatballs, we make a Mediterranean take on fried rice. So, you know, it's absolutely delicious. We have chickpeas in there. We have cucumber, tomato, a little feta. And when I don't have those meatballs and I want to maybe go for something plant-based, I use all these earth-grown classic meatless meatballs. So these are vegan, but they're still hearty, they're still flavorful, and the base of this fried rice is the Simply Nature organic 90-second brown rice and quinoa pouch from Aldi. So it's really such a time-saving, easy meal to get you going during the week.
And I love that you brought that up. I love leftovers. Oh, I could eat leftovers all week long, but I have family members that once it's the next day, they don't touch it. I think it's brilliant how you and Aldi have suggested how you could repurpose some of the leftovers. It doesn't necessarily have to be the meatballs, but you could put them into the fried rice or make you could repurpose them.
There's many ways to repurpose, and, you know, it's also going to help you cut down on your own personal food waste, right? And getting creative with what you have on hand. I always say it's important to shop your pantry and fridge, right? And, you know, when it comes to that Sunday reset and setting those routines in the new year, just taking like 10 minutes on a Sunday, right, and sort of mapping out anything you can do now to save time during the week can be a tremendous lifesaver. And for me, a big part of that, of course, is mapping out my exercise plans, but I also meal prep breakfast. Because that's a meal that can be a little bit difficult for me to get going with my daughter and my husband in the morning and just the chaos of getting ready, right? So one thing I like to meal prep are these vegan sheet pan pancakes. So you can use this hack with practically any box of pancake mix. So instead of, you know, flipping the pancakes over the stove one by one, you make your pancake mix, you spray a sheet pan, and you pour it onto the pan. You spread it out, and you put it in the oven 20 to 25 minutes, and you have incredible pancakes that you can put different toppings on for all the different picky eaters in the house. And, you know, you mentioned before, you know, the cost of eggs is really high right now. So instead of eggs, what I like to do in this is I take Simply Nature's milled flax seeds, and I make an egg substitute with that and water. And, you know, you provide yourself with a great plant-based breakfast to start the day.
That's fantastic. We are speaking to Stephanie Sassos, fitness expert, registered dietitian, and deputy director for the Good Housekeeping Institute. You know, I love how you had also mentioned how when you do these lifestyle changes, how do you start? People are always like, well, gosh, I need to work out more. I need to stop drinking. I need to stop smoking. I need to eat healthier. I need to maybe introduce more plant-based foods into my diet. And it could be overwhelming. So many people say, you know what, to heck with it. But meal prep or these baby steps are huge. And you don't have to do everything all at once.
You don't. And it doesn't have to break the bank, right? Because a place right. like Aldi is going to have all of your Sunday reset necessities at affordable prices. And for me, you know, I want high-quality groceries. That's important to me as a dietitian and a mom. And I also want other high-quality household staples, and Aldi has all of that. And, you know, when you're talking about sort of plant-based eating in the new year, another recipe I really love are sheet pan nachos. And, you know, instead of a tortilla chip, I like to use the Simply Nature sweet potato chips. They're really nutrient dense. They provide a great base. I'll put on black beans on there for protein. I'll put on salsa. Salsa is packed with fiber and antioxidants. It's also a flavor bomb, right? So it's totally delicious. And that's a little bit more recipe inspiration to get you going and give you something to look forward to eating in the new year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I urge everybody to go to Aldi.us. I'm looking at the prices now. They are cheaper. It is less expensive. They do have a lot of the choices that I have at my local store, less expensive. And so it's a godsend, and I really appreciate you and Aldi for doing this segment to, you know, share with us this. And it's they're even hiring. So for those of you looking for jobs, they say we're hiring. So definitely go to their website. What else can you share with our listeners in the final minute?
Yeah, you know, Aldi, of course you can shop in-store, but you can also do Instacart delivery, or you can pre-order and do curbside pickup. So, you know, as a busy mom, that's really helpful for me to have those options. And one amazing thing, you know, we talked about how there's a lot of budget-friendly options at Aldi, but they are such high quality. Many of these products you're going to see when you shop in-store, they have our Good Housekeeping seal and our Good Housekeeping Nutritionist Approved emblem. These are the best of the best mm-hmm. out of affordable prices. So you don't have to worry about sacrificing quality for, you know, a cost, because you're going to get everything you need in terms of those groceries. Even if you want a warm, cozy candle or a nice blanket, they really have everything for the entire family at great prices and top quality.
I haven't even finished my Christmas shopping yet. That's my New Year's resolution, to finish my Christmas shopping. And so, yeah, there's a bunch of great things there as well. How can my listeners find out more information?
Yeah, you can visit Aldi.us. Of course, they have some really incredible recipes and recipe inspiration on the site. And you can also visit goodhousekeeping.com for some inspiration for more healthy living tips.
And it is so true. Getting that seal of approval with Good Housekeeping. You guys have had such a good brand and have, you know, really guided us for decades. So we really appreciate it. Stephanie Sassos, thank you again so much. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So just, you know, some take-home messages. You know, I've already failed at my New Year's resolutions. I was at that medical conference, and when they have free food, you know, you tend to eat more of it. Yeah, they had some really, really good food. And, you know, they had eggs. They served egg breakfast. I haven't had eggs since the prices came up. So I haven't had eggs in months. And so when they served egg breakfast, oh, my gosh, I, like, put, like, two heaping spoonfuls. Don't you hate it when you're at a buffet and they serve you, so then you get less food and you're like, okay, no, hand me the spoon. So a lot we can do, people. Check out Aldi, and don't give up, okay? We could eat healthier. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. President Biden says Ukraine will be getting tanks thanks to a new deal between Washington and Berlin.
The United States has worked in lockstep with our allies and partners around the world to make sure the Ukrainian people are in the strongest possible position to defend their nation.
Along with U.S. Abrams tanks, France, the U.K., and other NATO allies are sending their German Leopard tanks to Ukraine. They're cleaning up after the tornadoes that struck around Houston yesterday.
I thought it was a thunderstorm, but all of a sudden the building shook, everything. I thought the roof was going to come down on top of me.
Baytown, Texas resident Daniel Gallegos. A big snowstorm is blasting the upper Midwest and the Northeast. More than 550 flights canceled so far. Look for lots of drama Friday when members of the Republican National Committee vote on who will lead them. Incumbent Ronna McDaniel faces opposition from at least two others, including Mike Lindell. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this Saturday, I'm going to Vitalant to donate blood. I usually donate 3-4 times a year because, as you know, I really, really feel this cause is crucial, and it's life-saving. And I work with Vitalant on National Blood Donation Week, and joining us next, I am a big fan of his, is Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President for Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood donation organization. But what's even more miraculous is Cliff can deal with me year to year without fatiguing. Cliff, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate this.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. You're so amazing. We so appreciate you.
No, man, we appreciate you. And what is so amazing is when the U.S. established, you know, a national blood, donation process, Vitalant has been there since the beginning. And it's amazing how much you guys have grown. Talk to us about Vitalant.
Sure. Vitalant started off as the blood bank in Arizona, principally, near the Phoenix area. And over the years, especially over the past 10 years, we've grown nationwide. So we're from Pittsburgh all the way to San Francisco, up to Washington, down to Texas, the Dakotas. We really are a coast-to-coast organization dedicated to helping save lives.
We love it. Now, we have seen the tornadoes in Houston, the storms in the northern Pacific, Pacific Northwest, what happened in Buffalo with the snowstorm, the hurricanes. How, without the natural disasters, how much blood is needed every day?
So, by talent, we need 5,000 donations, blood, platelet, and plasma donations every single day to help save lives. And we provide about 10%, 11% of the U.S. blood supply. So, on the order of 50,000 for the whole country, for Vitalant and other blood banks.
Wow.
So, that's a lot of folks to literally show up voluntarily, you know, stick out their arm, get a needle stuck in it, and which all, but, you know, it's, as you know, it's really not that big a deal. And you can have a humongous impact on a patient.
Exactly. And, you know, it's the recession. A lot of people want to help. During Christmas time, they're like, you know, I want to be charitable. I want to help. It doesn't cost any money. When you donate blood, you're saving lives. I think, is it where every pint could save up to three lives? Is that still true or even more?
Well, so actually, if you think about it, we do a lot of things, as you know, with the whole blood that's given. Well, we can change it into different component parts. We can make red cells, which go to, you know, for folks who are bleeding out. We can use the plasma for burn victims. Sometimes we put all the platelets together, provide platelet products for folks who suffer from cancer. Sometimes we make what's called cryoprecipitate, which is the variant of plasma. So there's lots of different opportunities, and you can save multiple lives. But yeah, you can really save a lot of people by donating blood.
It's a true, and also hosting a drive. Even if you feel you can't or you don't feel you qualify, you hosting a drive, which again doesn't cost any money, can then save even more lives.
Absolutely. So right, you can actually, what we need to organize a blood drive is typically about 30 people to sign up. It could be at a business, a place of worship, a school, a community organization, a college, university. Basically getting folks to show up, you can actually multiply your impact.
I'm thinking about getting my husband's like a family reunion. I have a small family, but my husband's family's huge. So I'm thinking about just getting them all together and then having them, you know, load up the van all day long. You know,
Cliff, that'd be great. That'd be great.
You are Senior Vice President for Vitalant. You have seen, you know, how natural disasters affect us. How important is it for us to donate in our local areas when this is happening? Because, you know, will the blood be shipped or does blood get shipped and then we can at least replenish what we need locally? How does that work?
Yeah, so what we do is Vitalant is a national organization. We'll collect it in our various locations all across the country, and then we will ship it. That's the advantage of being in a national system. We'll ship it to where the needs are. So if there is, for example, you know, a massive snowstorm in the Dakotas, we can take blood that's donated in Texas or Las Vegas and ship it to the Dakotas, so that way they are able to continue to help the patients in need. And that's what we have to do because of all the circumstances that happen throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. And then how long of processing? So if I donate it on Saturday, roughly how long does it take for that blood to be able to get to somebody?
It could be as little as a couple of days for us to process and test it. You know, we have to make sure the most important thing is we definitely have to set it right into its component parts, but we also just have to test it to make sure that it's okay, that we test it for, you know, hepatitis and syphilis and those kinds of ailments. But it's usually on the order of about a couple of days, and certain blood types can basically be in a go from the donor to a patient in 2 to 3 days.
That's fantastic, which is why it's so important when we are at peacetime or we don't have a natural disaster going on to donate blood, because if, God forbid, something does happen, then we have blood on the shelves.
Absolutely. So what we say is we want to have people give blood. So if there is a mass casualty incident, we're prepared. It's, you know,
right.
it's when people, oftentimes when there's a mass casualty incident, people will rush out to, like, all the tragedy happened in Las Vegas. But the folks came out to donate for days on end afterwards.
Right.
But the patients who needed blood, they were served and helped before that mass casualty incident happened. So exactly. We need blood to prepare for those things. We also need it for the daily tragedies that happen when your loved one goes in the hospital and needs blood.
It's so true. Which blood types are you in dire need of right now?
So we have an emergency shortage right now, Dr. Dahlia. All blood types are needed. The most critical of that emergency need, the most critical emergency is actually the O blood type. O negative is the universal donor, goes to all blood types. O positive goes to all the positive blood types. It's oftentimes used in a trauma. If the doctors don't have time, if the medical staff don't have time to type the patient, they will actually transfuse O negative and sometimes O pause to help that patient recover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. And, you know, many of us are getting our COVID booster or we're dealing with COVID. What are your recommendations in terms of eligibility to donate?
So you have to be 17 years of age, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. You have to feel good. You know, so if you have this cold or whatever, if you're not feeling great, if you have some symptoms, don't donate. It's for your own benefit, for your own benefit. But if you've had a vaccine, if you've recovered from COVID or the flu, no problem. You can donate. No problem at all.
Yeah, that 110 pounds, I just barely made. When they weigh, and you, they're really, really nice about it when they weigh you and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I just barely made the weight eligibility. So, Cliff, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Listen, every day we need folks to show up, especially now, to give the gift of life, to actually help a patient in need. We say, because of you, life doesn't stop. And literally, if it weren't for people, we wouldn't be able to help other people in the hospital. So that's why we need folks to come out and give. Our website is vitalant.org, VITALANT.org. They can call 877-25-VITAL, or they can download our blood donation app. And this is a great way to help save lives.
Mm-hmm. And also, what's really nice is they give you your health metrics, like your blood pressure, cholesterol.
Absolutely.
It's such a fantastic service. I've had patients that have called saying, I thought I had normal cholesterol, but when I donated blood, they alerted me to my numbers, and I was like, that was pretty. It's just so rewarding on so many levels, and we really appreciate you and Vitalant, and especially during National Blood Donation Month. Anything we could do to help, you know, please reach out.
Thank you so much for what you do, Dr. Dahlia. It's so great to talk to you.
Same here. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, you know, the history of blood donation and blood transfusion is fascinating. They were doing blood transfusions back in the 1600s. In fact, we think the first known one was back in 1628. And then by the 1800s, I think there was a woman who had a postpartum hemorrhage, so a British obstetrician, James Blundell, used her husband's blood. But there's rejections, things like that happen. So we've really come a long way to what we're doing now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are 11 months into this Putin-Ukraine conflict where Putin invaded Ukraine, and we had hoped that the fighting would have been done, but it hasn't. And it has gone on with mass casualties, tortures, people being abducted and reports of being sent to camps, and it's history repeating itself. And it's frightening to think that it's gone on this long. Well, some people are citing that we might be at a turning point with the war as multiple countries are stepping up, even though they have stepped up throughout this, but now they're bringing in some bigger guns. And so some breaking news we have is President Biden is going to send 31 Abrams tanks, worth $400 million to Ukraine to add to Zelensky's arsenal. And this was after Germany planned to send 14 Leopard tanks, Leopard 2 tanks. And so there was what they call a diplomatic logjam. And finally, when it's kind of a peen contest, people want to show that they're helping the cause. And sometimes it takes one person to, get the needle moving. So the Biden administration is now sending an entire battalion, we're hearing, of 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. And President Biden announced this. I think he forgot. I think that he might have actually forgot to mention his defense secretary's name or something. He's still fumbling around behind the mic. But at least, he was able to articulate that they are sending more military aid to Ukraine. There was a, from what we understand, Germany had announced their decision to send 14 of their own tanks, and the U.S. is providing 500 armored vehicles as well as part of the package. He called the M1 Abrams tanks the most capable tanks in the world and said they would enhance Ukraine's capacity to defend its territory and achieve its strategic objectives. He said the move was going to take time. And there is a complex training involved with the weapons system. If we're going to give weapons, we have to train their military on them. And he said it's going to be, they're very extremely complex and to operate and maintain. He also did thank Germany for stepping up. He noted that the U.S. tanks, which have a 120-millimeter main gun, were a gift for Zelensky, who apparently visited. And he said this is his birthday. So that's nice for a birthday gift, which is interesting because, Biden is not very supportive of guns and I know wants to move forward with gun control. So fascinating that he would say the gun is a birthday present. So if he looks at guns as a birthday present, maybe he might ease up on some of his recommendations for gun control. But that's neither here nor there. It's a different topic. So he said people had asked if Germany moving forward made the U.S. have to step up. He said, Germany did not force me to change my mind. We wanted to make sure we were all together. That's what we're going to do all along, and that's what we're doing right now. Many people have voiced concerns that we've given so much aid, billions upon billions of dollars, and the war isn't over. I do want to remind people, and I get it, I am perplexed that it's still gone on that far, but remember, Ukraine is still holding their own. They are still able to stave off Putin and his military, which has been a military that has outnumbered them. And so for them to do as well as they have, and they aren't asking for more troops, Ukraine has not necessarily conveyed that they need the additional boots on the ground. And so, I look at Zelensky and the Ukrainian army as the only thing preventing, us from going to war with Putin and this turning into World War III. So the Pentagon is also providing 8 M88 recovery vehicles to help keep the Abrams tanks, quote, up and running. This is according to a senior administration official. And they say this latest package enables them to retake territory. Now, of course, the Kremlin, Russia's not too happy. They call this blatant provocation. But, you notice, and I don't want to test Putin because I don't think he's stable. And I do think that if he feels like he's going to lose, he's going to, because his life's going to be in jeopardy, he's going to go all in. So I do think the nuclear threats are real. But if you notice, he keeps saying that we provoked him. He's not going to war with us. He can't. So, is there a better strategy? I mean, should we strike and end this and finish this? It's affecting the grain industry and food and food sources. It's affecting fuel. And I'm a little mixed because I do not want our military engaging in any wars that they don't have to. If there's other ways to minimize conflict, I don't want us to lose any American lives. I don't want to see any lives lost. On the flip side, though, we're dragging this on. It's now at month 11. And as I said early on, is this something where we just need to cut the head off the snake early? Or do we let it slither around and continue to bite until, and this is a really bad analogy, I'm sorry, you know, until finally we go, okay, now we're going in billions of dollars later. So we're being told that what we're sending what Russia has no match. In fact, Russia, I believe, has T-72 tanks that were in service since the 70s. So they're using 50-year-old equipment, 1973. They're beautiful tanks. They're just outdated. Whereas what we're sending has been around since the 90s. So it's definitely newer. France has sent the Leclerc, if I'm pronouncing that right. Britain has the Challenger 2. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. I want it to end. Remember, we have Russia being funded. You know, even if Russia is flailing, Russia appears to have support from other countries as well. Belarus, Iran. We've been told, I think, Syria has helped provide them troops. And then, of course, China. And so if it's interesting because China hasn't yet moved forward with Taiwan and they're wily, they're pretty smart. And so I'm a little nervous at how they're perched and waiting for the time to be right. Meanwhile, we've spent a lot of money, we've given a lot of military equipment, and I'm wondering, and I've said this before, I said this about a year ago, I'm wondering if China is going to wait to see us get financially exhausted or militarily depleted, watching our recruitment fall, you know, as we're saying, oh yeah, let's get free college. The military is saying, we're having trouble recruiting now, not to mention they discharged thousands of people because they didn't get their flu or their COVID vaccine. I'm wondering if China is waiting to watch American sentiment when it comes to spending, when it comes to being more of an isolationist versus being engaged in world affairs. And right when they see America is not going to support the current government on any more spending or any more of what they're doing, that's when they're going to strike. So hopefully this conflict can end. I am amazed at how Ukraine is still able to hold their own up against Russia. It's the biggest David and Goliath story I've seen recently. And so, and to the credit of all the countries helping, but wow. We still look like we have a long way to go. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.